You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following our earlier chat with Health Minister Andrew Little on funding for festival drug testing, I spoke to Yvonne Boyson from Drug Testing Service, Know Your Stuff, and I began by asking her whether $800,000 is enough for them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's fantastic news to be receiving funding for what we are doing. Know Your Stuff has been in operation for the last 7 years, really almost entirely funded by volunteers with occasional grants from charitable trusts. So to receive some funding of this kind of scope is really exciting.
So usually how much money does it take for you to set up shop at a particular festival?
Well, it's difficult to quantify how much that costs for us specifically. You know Your Stuff is an organisation with a compound growth rate of 80% over every year in the last few years. And so, you know, a few years ago, our total operating budget for the whole year was $6,000. Obviously, as we scale and the requirements on us increase, then that has started to cost us more money. Our equipment is quite expensive, and getting people to events as well as our setup.
Right, but when it comes to $800,000, what scale does it look like? How many more testing machines can you get for that money?
Well, our understanding currently is that the funding is operational funding, and so that mostly goes towards, instead of necessarily new equipment like new spectrometers, that will go towards us being able to finally actually compensate some of our volunteers in year-round roles and give us a baseline to be able to scale, maybe not in time for the summer, you know, it's already nearly November, but it gives us enough room to start to pay some of our people who are also doing advocacy work and partnership work with other organisations who want to provide drug checking. So the scope's really too big just for Know Your Stuff to cover the whole country at every event, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost November. Do you think this funding comes at the right time or a little bit too late?
I think it's difficult to define a right time, you know. There's always going to be an argument of, oh, this could have been more convenient at this time or that time. We will work with the government with this funding to get as far as we can in time for the summer. If not, it's a fantastic future-proof investment that will have benefits for multiple years down the line.
Are you guys busy this summer?
If we have festivals, I mean, we will be busy regardless, but we're planning to be, yes.
In terms of drugs, last year found most of MDMAs, well, the pills that are claiming to be MDMAs out there are actually bath salts. So are you expecting this situation to continue this summer as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit too early in the season for us to really say what we're going to be seeing, but we would, you know, see no reason for that to have changed necessarily. You know, the pandemic's still well in order, and drug checking services overseas is also seeing a lot of counterfeit MDMA, whether that be cathinones or other substances. So, yeah, we would still expect potentially a lot of counterfeit MDMA in New Zealand this summer.
Why is so much counterfeit MDMA in the festivals, especially during the pandemic?
It's so hard to say for sure, you know. Obviously, we don't have the kind of oversight of a supply chain that we would with a legitimate business, but we expect that the pandemic has impacted the ability of substances to move around in the way that they used to. Whether this is involved in, you know, some people shutting up shop and new people coming in to replace them, or exactly how that mechanism has happened, we're not quite sure.
Okay, I might just go back a little bit on euthalones or bath salts. So what difference do they make compared to regular MDMA pills?
Right, so euthalone is one of a family of substances known as cathinones. These used to be called, or these are sort of known as bath salts because they used to be sold legally under that name as bath salts. Whether anyone actually put them in their baths, we'll never know. But essentially, they are a family of stimulants. Some cathinones have effects that are not as harmful as substances such as eudalone. Eudalone tends to have less euphoria and a more variable onset. Some people have described it as being faster and wearing off faster. Some people have described it as the opposite, being slower and wearing off slower than MDMA. The main thing is that it seems to produce a shorter period of euphoria followed by a period of up to 3 to 4 days of anxiety and paranoia. A lot of people report a lot of difficulty sleeping, and it has kind of been linked to heart palpitations, other sort of ongoing health conditions.
3 or 4 days of anxiety. I guess that's probably the main reason why people should get their pills tested.
Not the most fun way to ring a New Year's, hey?
No, of course not. So just before we go, can you remind people who are listening how does this process go when, if you suspect your pills are not actually MDMA?
So if people have something they want to get tested this summer, we should be publishing our calendar. At some point it will be public knowledge which events we will be at, so we hope. But really the process would be to bring in a sample and to give a small amount of that to us. We will then test it, and people can come back and find out what their results.
How long will that take?
It depends on how many other people are using the service at the same time. A spectrometer test on a sample only takes a few minutes, but when we have a few hundred to get through, that can be, you know, last summer we had wait times of 2 to 3 hours. We're trialing a new operating model to hopefully reduce that somewhat.
Is it a good thing to see many people to get their pills tested? As you said, there's quite a long waiting time last summer.
It's fantastic to see so many people, you know, taking the time to prioritize harm reduction and to essentially, you know, get some information so that they can make the best decisions for themselves around their own substance use. So, yeah, it's been awesome to see the service being so popular.
And that was Yvonne Boydson from drug testing service Know Your Stuff. And I also spoke to Splore Festival's director John Minty, and I began by asking what he thought about the new funding.
You know, I mean, the government's moved actually quite quickly on it, which is good in terms of legalising the use of drug testing last season, and obviously now coming through with funding to back that up. Because the group that primarily do the testing, Know Your Stuff, we've been working with them for about 6 years now at Splore. And we've obviously been contributing to their costs, obviously, because we believe in the service. But I know they don't necessarily get remuneration from other places they go to. So it's been hard for them, so this will definitely help them.
Right. Drug testing was briefly legal at the last Splore. Did you see more people get their drugs tested?
Fractionally more, a little bit. I mean, we've had Know Your Stuff at Splore now, like I say, I think for 5 or 6 years, so explorers know that they are there. Up till last year, of course, that it was more of word of mouth. So, yeah, explorers are pretty used to them being there, so it wasn't a massive increase, but significant, yeah.
Do you expect more people to use the service if it goes ahead?
Well, the service goes ahead. I mean, they are at a number of festivals, Know Your Stuff. What the limit is for them is they don't have enough spectrometers to actually analyse the drugs. And the funding that they've currently got from government won't be enough for them to get new spectrometers in for this summer season. So that's the only restriction for them to be able to expand the service. Because obviously drug testing needs to be in other places apart from just festivals. There are a lot of other areas where obviously drug testing would be very handy to have for good health outcomes. You know, even drug testing, I don't know, down in Courtney Place or Auckland City on a Saturday night. I mean, that's where services should be. A little bit like the needle exchange services I've had in Auckland for a number of years.
And has drug testing affected the number of incidences of drug-related incidents at Splore?
Yeah, we've had, we brought Know Your Stuff on about 5 years ago because we'd always had instances of people getting medevaced out, sort of overdoing it, quite often a combination of drugs and alcohol or getting dehydrated. And, you know, as a festival operator, you know, we can't stop drugs coming in, they come in. So from a point of health point of view, we're thinking, well, how do you minimise the harm? So since we've had Know Your Stuff on site, yes, we've definitely had less and less medical emergencies relating to drugs over the last few years. Stuff, when they do drug testing, mm-hmm. they do a full report on what they've actually found. So they do a very, very comprehensive report on the types of drugs that have been found, the percentages of things they've tested which were supposedly meant to be one thing but weren't. So they provide that full report to festival owners so that we know exactly what's been happening. And they'll do that next year as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.